her own tongue. Winter in Ohio was especially rough if you had an appetite for color. Sky provided the only drama, and counting on a Cincinnati horizon for life's principal joy was reckless indeed. So Setha and the girl Denver did what they could and what the house permitted for her. Together they waged a perfunctory battle against the outrageous behavior of that place, against turned over slop jars, smacks on the behind, and gusts of sour air. For they understood the source of the outrage as well as they knew the source of light. Baby Suggs died shortly after the brothers left, with no interest whatsoever in their leave-taking or hers. And right afterward, Setha and Denver decided to end the persecution by calling forth the ghost that tried them so. Perhaps a conversation, they thought, an exchange of views or something would help. So they held hands and said, "Come on, come on. You may as well just come on." The sideboard took a step forward, but nothing else did. "Grandma Baby must be stopping it," said Denver.